Okay, let's dive into something truly fascinating today. We've been looking at this piece of writing that honestly lifts the lid on local politics in a really unique way.
Yeah, he uses satire, kind of sharp humor, to expose some pretty serious absurdities. Makes complex stuff more digestible, you know?
Exactly. Our mission here is to unpack how it does that, how it uses this edge to highlight deeper systemic problems.
And the hook is pretty immediate, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Right at the start, you're hit with this stark contradiction. In one London borough, Ealing, specifically, councillors okayed over £1 million in pay rises and allowances.
£1 million
Yeah.
between 2022 and 2025.
Right. And, almost in the same breath, they're closing children's centers, vital community hubs.
To save, what was it, 750,000 pounds?
Just £750,000. The contrast is, well, it's striking. The article really uses that as a jumping off point.
It does. And it's important to say, while this focuses on Ealing Council, it's not just about, like, local
No,
gripes.
not at all.
It's presented as a case study, really, in how democratic processes can be, well, subtly undermined. And there's an active campaign fighting back right now.
Which makes it very current. The article gets into what it calls the art of political contradiction. Remember that tweet?
Oh, the 2015 one. Yeah,
Yeah.
from the council leader.
Saying, think it's really important that we put people before buildings. Simple enough.
Sounds good, right? But then, like you said, nearly 10 years later.
The very buildings being closed are the children's centers. Places for people, for families. It's quite the disconnect.
And the article digs into how these decisions get made, or rather, how they seem to not get made by any single person.
You mean the Democratic Mobius strip?
Exactly that concept.
Yeah.
It follows this parent, Mrs. Patel, trying to find out who actually decided to close the centers.
And she just gets passed around.
Totally. Everyone says they're just implementing a decision made elsewhere. It's like this perfect circle of buck passing.
So the decision just exists independently.
Kind of. It makes resisting seem almost like mathematically impossible if you follow their logic. It protects the decision makers.
Wow. And there's more, like the protection by destruction innovation.
Yeah, that's another piece of this absurd logic. The idea that you protect a service.
By cutting it or closing it.
Right. Closing it responsibly to stop someone else closing it worse. It lets officials be both the protector and the destroyer at the same time.
It's quite something. And these aren't just past observations, are they? Things are changing now.
Happening right now, July 2025. Ealing Council is changing its petition rules.
And these changes sound pretty significant.
They are. Removing residents' rights to ask follow-up questions at meetings, getting rid of the need for senior officers to give evidence.
Basically, making it harder for residents to challenge decisions through petitions.
That's how the article frames it, yeah. Like, democracy being actively hampered to stop community campaigns getting anywhere.
The piece uses other examples too, right? To
Yeah.
sort of hammer home the absurdity.
Oh, yeah, it mentions the council leader apparently valuing eels over children's health regarding air quality.
Eels.
Eels. And the Southall paradox. Something of carcinogenic materials being hazardous, and not hazardous simultaneously, uses dark humor effectively.
Which brings us to the question, can people actually fight back against all this?
Well, the article is actually quite optimistic on that front. It says, yes,
It
absolutely.
points to a past
It
success.
does. The Save Southall Young Adult Center campaign back in 2022, they faced demolition.
And they won. How?
By refusing to play the council's game, essentially. They built pressure independently outside the official sort of impossible channels.
So the message is bypassing the system can work.
That's the takeaway. And it connects directly to the children's centers now. They can still be saved, it argues, if people organize effectively.
Yeah.
The fact the council's changing petition rules suggests they fear that kind of organizing.
And the way this is all written is key too, isn't it? The literary style.
Definitely. It's structured with chapters. Uses that dark humor we mentioned, the absurd logic. It feels a bit like a Slaughterhouse-Five pastiche, as the article itself suggests.
Making really serious critiques about power feel, well, entertaining and shareable.
Exactly. It's not a dry report. It's designed to be read and talked about.
So, wrapping up, what should you, the listener, take away from this?
Well, first, this isn't just some quirky local story from Ealing. It's presented as a kind of masterclass in the subtle ways democracy can be eroded.
And it's happening now. People are actively fighting back. The children's centers, according to this piece, are still very much in play.
Absolutely. So the call to action is pretty clear.
Read the full article. Seriously, we've only scratched the surface. The detail is fascinating.
And as you read, maybe think about your own local council. Do any of these patterns seem familiar?
Right. What role could you play in ensuring things are transparent and accountable where you live? The article shows that community power, when organized, really can make a difference.